This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Tevi Troy, former Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services for President George W. Bush. He's now a visiting senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. He's also the author of a piece in the latest edition of National Review, a comprehensive look at the health care debate and what the implications are now that that legislation has passed and been signed into law. Tevi's article is called Calling All Con Artists. He says waste, fraud, and abuse will actually rise under this new legislation. And Tevi, it's great to have you with us again.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
We mentioned in the piece that there are some provisions in here which should crack down on waste, especially through the Medicare program potentially. But you say that the president's promises to slash that type of waste is on one hand misleading and on another part just simply not true. Let's start with the misleading. Why are his figures about reducing waste exaggerated in your opinion?
Well, he talked about waste, fraud, and abuse. And I agree that we should raise this issue because it's a terrible problem. It costs about $60 to $100 billion a year annually in waste and fraud and abuse in federal health spending. But when he says abuse, he is often referring to something called Medicare Advantage subsidies, which are subsidies that go to insurance companies that provide extra services to various Medicare beneficiaries. Now, there's a policy disagreement about Medicare Advantage subsidies. The bill gets rid of them, and in doing so, saves about $130 billion over 10 years. But that is not what you and I think of when we think of waste and fraud, which is really people falsely billing the federal government for services that never happen. These are for services that actually do happen. It's just he thinks that we shouldn't be providing said services.
Quick tangent on Medicare Advantage before we get back to the waste, fraud, and abuse here, Tevi. This is a program that came in with the prescription drug overhaul back during the Bush administration. What's your sense on whether that program should basically be scrapped?
Well, obviously, I worked in the Bush administration, and I was a fan of the concept of the program. The idea was that we could give people additional services under Medicare so they get more than just traditional Medicare and that they'd often pay for it. However, the problem was that the insurance companies weren't really able to provide the services they said they could provide at the same rates. So the federal government had to subsidize the program, and that's what led to this additional $130 billion. So I don't love the way the program turned out, and I don't mind seeing some changes in it, but I don't think it's fair to call that waste and fraud and say we're saving wasted and fraudulent money by doing so.
Also in this article, Tevi, you talk about how the best way to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse is to eliminate the middleman, which is certainly not happening here. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, what I think we really need to do if we want to reduce the costs in healthcare and also reduce waste, fraud, and abuse is to reduce our dependence on the third-party payer system. The third-party payer system is where you have government or the insurance company paying the bills, and so you, the consumer, don't really see how much the services cost, and you don't have an incentive to act as a consumer and work to drive down costs. Let me give you an example. In all of our in all consumer goods, you've seen prices go down over the last few decades and quality go up. You think of telephones or computers or fax machines, all of these things get better. Quality goes up, prices go down. This doesn't happen in healthcare with one exception, the area of LASIK surgery. LASIK surgery is something that is not paid for generally by insurance companies or the government, and in that area, cost has gone down, quality has gone up. It's because consumers are actually acting like smart consumers and looking for value, high quality and low cost, and that's what actually reduces fraud and also improves prices.
So what about the way that this bill is structured would perhaps increase the amount of people filing fraudulent claims, claiming that they're performing some sort of service when they're really not?
Right. Well, I don't think that the bill is going to increase fraud in the sense that it says, hey, be more fraudulent, but it increases opportunities for it by putting $1 trillion more into this third-party system, which I don't think is working. And I think by putting 16 million more people on Medicaid, which is half of the people who are newly covered under this bill, will be covered by Medicaid. And there's obviously a lot of fraud in that system. And then in general, just more heavy reliance on our third-party payer system will continue to lead to a system where we have a lot of fraud and too much fraud.
In addition to eliminating the government or perhaps even insurers as the third party where some of this money can get managed in a way that's not exactly the most efficient, what are some ways to really crack down on anyone who's interested in ill-gotten gain through the healthcare system?
Right. Well, unfortunately, what we have in our Medicare system is, or just in general for CMS, is this sort of pay and then follow system. So the federal government pays out money, and then sometimes if they find that there's a problem, they try and track down the money and get it back if there was a fraudulent use of the money. I think there should just be greater controls on where the money goes out in the first place. Now, doctors and providers often don't like this because it means delays in payment, but I think now we have new digital technologies that will allow you, for example, to scan in your fingerprints. There's a company in Florida called BioClaim that does this. You scan in your fingerprints, and then that would be linked to a privacy-protected identifier number, and that no payment would go to a doctor on behalf of that system or on behalf of that person unless the person kind of checked in with their fingerprint and showed that they were the right person.
We're talking with Tevi Troy. And Tevi, let me just close on basically the same issue that we started with, and that's with the cost savings here. You mentioned that over the first 10 years, that would, by basically gutting Medicare Advantage, you'd cut about $130 billion by ending those subsidies. We always hear about the first 10 years. What about after that? Is there going to be a lot of savings after that?
I think since fraud and abuse is going to continue, or waste and fraud is going to continue, $60 to $100 billion a year, and they haven't really addressed those problems in the bill. Senator Coburn said only 1% of waste and fraud is being addressed in this bill. I just don't see in the long run that we're saving a lot of money on that front, unfortunately.
Tevi, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Greg.
Tevi Troy served as Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services for President George W. Bush. He's now a visiting senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. His article, Calling All Con Artists, appears in the latest edition of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.